Making independent movies locally can take a long time, and productions often drag on for months, even years. An upcoming filmmaking contest adds a unique twist to the usual challenges of making movies, a time limit of 48 hours. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Area filmmakers and their crews will be put to the test in the upcoming Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam that gets underway in a few weeks. Joining me to discuss the Film Slam and give advice on how to prepare a filmmaking team, I'm happy to have back on the program Ray Sanchez, owner of the marketing and media firm Ghostlight Creative. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming back in. I actually looked through my notes, and I think the first time you were on the program was in 2010, 5 years ago. I don't know. Was that the first Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam or about the first one?
Yeah, that was it. That was the first one.
Fantastic. Well, 5 years on, you're still going strong. The idea, I know there's a number of national, I don't know that they call them film slams, but 24-hour, 48-hour type events that I see published around the country. You're not tied in with any of those national events. This is kind of your own brainchild and
it
unique
is
perspective.
Pretty independent, yeah, but similar in format. Mm-hmm. And so we noticed that there wasn't anything like that here in El Paso, so we thought we would go ahead and bring one in and start one and get one going and, you know, just provide an opportunity for people that never get around to quite starting or finishing creative projects.
Right.
Really
it's,
good
it's
reason.
It's the finishing. That's the hard part, right?
It's the finishing, yeah, and really good reason to finish. And so we were excited about that.
I guess it also allows you once a year to kind of tap back into the broader community here, creative community, and kind of see what's happening, what talent is bubbling up.
That's right. I mean, we get to be creative in our, you know, daily, weekly work, but this is the raw creativity for the sake of art, for the sake of art, and then providing a public venue for it. And we think that 48 hours is a format that really invites novices to enter because the time limit is a great equalizer as well.
Right, right. And that time limit of 48 hours, walk us through the setup now. I guess you've created a scenario where people can't actually get a jump start on this. They literally all only have 48 hours. And how do you make sure there's no pre-production or cheating going on?
Right. Well, we do the best we can. We have the teams draw for among 13 different genres, and they can, you know, draw their first pick. You know, if they don't like it, they can draw a second pick, but they have to stick with their second pick, you know, at that point. And each genre is in the hat listed twice. So there's a chance they could pick the same genre on both picks. But there's one, so they don't know what genre they're going to
So literally produce. No clue what the possible subject might be of their film.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they're going to, if they have an idea for a story, they're going to have to modify it to the genre and then be judged on how well they adhere to the genre. So, yeah, you know, that's a challenge. Then the other thing is there's a line of dialogue, which we reveal an hour, you know, right before the time starts. And then we also reveal a setting that must be in the film.
So don't come in with your prepackaged short film that you just finished.
Right, right. If you've shot and edited, I don't see how you're going to get through that.
You mentioned that the time is an equalizer for novices. So really, anybody can sign up, any, I guess, individuals as well as teams?
We want any individuals or teams to sign up. We actually have a group that have their parents sign for them because they're all in junior high.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, and last year was their second year participating. So you know, if people have an iPhone or something, as long as they can submit the films in a format which we can turn over to the judges and then screen for the public, you know, we really don't care as long as you have a great story to tell.
I guess that was the next question was, you know, technical expertise. Obviously, professionals are involved in this as well as novices, but it seems like if the time is an equalizer, that technology over the last 5 years particularly has also been an equalizer, that you mentioned an iPhone. Consumer-grade cameras now shoot some pretty good-looking video.
That's absolutely right. And really what we're looking for is a great story that is well put together. And I think people have the access to the equipment to do that. And with the time, then, you know, there's no spending 2 days building sets or anything like that, you know, or location scouting that's elaborate or going out and contracting actors. You just have to make your decisions and, you know, go with the story.
The length of the film is has a maximum, I presume?
It is. It's 8 minutes. It's an 8-minute short, and that includes credits. So it's not very long. I mean, we hope that it's a manageable piece. It's also great for the screening. You know, you can see a film be done in 8 minutes and then get to the next however many entered. So it is entertaining. It is a challenge. There's really nothing easy about it during that time span. But I think it's very gratifying and rewarding. The teams have always mentioned that they are it was a struggle to get through, but they're glad that they had something to offer to the public, and then they were very appreciative that it got screened.
On the one hand, 8 minutes seems like, oh, that's easy, you know, to create 8 minutes of film. But it's also hard to tell a story in such – so it really pushes, I think, people to hone their skills on the story end of it. How do you suggest they balance the amount of time they spend over those 48 hours? Do they spend the first day working on the story and then – production, or do you recommend a certain number of hours for post-production, pre-production?
Right. Well, from what we understand, the better your story is, the easier your production is going to go. If you have a story around a central character that's got a good plot with a nice twist, a climax, and a resolution, and if you can just work those in to a scenario, and then you choose a location that is versatile where you have 360 degrees to shoot, you know, and if you can get different sets right in that same central point, wherever your supplies and
no moving set or
right, no running people around town, you know, anytime you're traveling, get that's time that I think you could be used shooting. And so once you've done that, hopefully you have half of the day Saturday and, you know, and the rest of early part of Sunday to edit. That's what our recommendation would be. But if you're still shooting, and teams do this, they're shooting, you know, Sunday morning, well, you know, good luck to you.
And you recommend pre-registration. I guess you get people right up to the end, though, coming in.
Yeah, right up to the end. We'll take them up to the end, no problem. I mean, the more teams that enter, the more stories that are out there and the more chance to see talent that we have locally. And it's all about decision making. And one of the big recommendations we always have is try to add to your team a producer, somebody who's going to keep you on track with the deadline. The logistics person and things that are going to be somebody who's not too close to the creative who can say, you know, that's not going to come off so well.
Yeah. This all kicks off on June 26th.
That's right. Friday, June 26th, it will be – that's the production briefing where you choose a genre and, you know, we do all of that. And get
that's at 6 p.m. Where are you meeting all these teams then?
The teams will meet at the Olo Gallery. That's downtown in the Union Plaza District.
Yeah, right behind the ballpark.
Right behind the ballpark. That's right. That's where the meeting will take place, and then we'll reveal all the rules and then set them off.
The amazing thing on the technology side is we mentioned cameras, but, you know, editing software is now free to download. There's so many resources online that have zero or very low cost, the thresholds for that. I'm wondering about things that are often thought about after the fact that really impact a production, music and sound. Any recommendations on how to work sound so you get good recordings?
Right. Well, you know, if you have somebody just dedicated to sound, focused on sound and, you know, a grip or, you know, a separate sound source, that's going to help so much because that's one of the categories that we've expanded the awards for this year is the sound design category. And it is so important to telling the story is being able to know what everyone is saying and having that right balance. So, you know, a separate source, the best mic that you can manage, but as long as it's a separate source or you can control that environment, you know, we highly recommend that and then putting that track together and mastering it, which is why it's so important that we feel that shooting wrap up, you know, as early as possible on Saturday.
So the deadline is Sunday evening, I guess, at 6 p.m. Everybody shows up and gives you a disc?
Well, you see, and that's the thing. We expect them to upload their videos, and so we'll add some time for the upload. So there's a little bit of a grace period there, but the upload is great because all the entries are timestamped.
Past films, and I know you don't want to give anything away, but what are some of the types of stories that have been told in the past?
Oh, they've been wonderful. We've had aliens come in looking for a certain type of food and then going through some kind of kung fu karate chop with puppets involved. That's one film. And that was last year. There was another film that was really nice about a boyfriend and girlfriend and with some conflicts, and then it ended up that you'd think that the girlfriend is falling for another guy, and then there's an incredible twist at the end. And that was just a great story, well-produced story.
Some of these past works can be seen, actually. I guess you have a website where you've posted some of previous Film Slam winners.
That's right. The website for the event is ghostlightevents.com, and that's where these films can be viewed.
Now, this is also a competition. There's actual money at stake here. People can share in a number of prizes. What are some of the categories and prizes that you've got?
Well, this year we've expanded greatly from just the Best Picture type of format to include Best Director, Best Acting, Best Costume Design, Sound Effects, Music. We even have graphic design this year for movie poster. So we have graphic design
artists. So on top of making a movie, somebody's going to make a poster over that weekend.
Yeah, and we have graphic designers we can match up with the team. So hopefully it's not all on the director, but yeah.
And some prize money there. I know that this is a competition, but it's all about brotherhood and sisterhood of filmmaking. You have some outside competitive judges that are going to be looking at these films.
That's right. And just like every year, the judge panel that we put together consists of judges from the entertainment industry outside of our area. And so we've got James Fino, who's in animation in Burbank, Bruce Mayo, who is in the creative industry out in Inland Empire, also Southern California. We've got a documentary filmmaker in Dallas. We even have someone from National PBS this year in Washington.
Oh, fantastic.
Screening, looking at the films.
Could be discovered, too.
At any point, you know, weirder things have happened. So yes.
Do you check on the crews as they're around town, or you just kind of sit back and wait till Sunday and see what comes in?
We try to touch base via social media as much as we can. And one of our goals is to have a film crew assigned to follow a film crew so that we can have the making of be one
fun.
Of the films. That would be great.
How fun. Final word of advice for anyone?
Yes. Register as early as possible and assign a producer. And talk to the other teams and then have a lot of fun, but drink the coffee and you know, get ready to go.
And get some rest the week before.
Get some rest the week before.
Well, Ray, it's always great to talk to you, and thanks for all you're doing for the local film community.
Thank you very much for supporting us.
I've been discussing the upcoming Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam with Ray Sanchez, Film Slam organizer and owner of the marketing and media firm Ghostlight Creative. Registration is now open to participants in the Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam, and rules and sign-up forms are available at ghostlightevents.com. Participants in the 48-Hour Film Slam will gather at 6 p.m. on Friday, June 26th at the Olo Gallery in downtown El Paso to receive the final rules and criteria for the short films. All submissions are due by 6 p.m. Sunday, June 28th. To see some of the entries from the previous Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam, log into ghostlightevents.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.